A Hollywood star credits him for career breakthroughs. A tech visionary kept his books on the nightstand. Millions worldwide have transformed their lives through his teachings, yet he remains one of the most controversial figures in modern spirituality. What makes Osho's philosophy so magnetic and so threatening to conventional society? Perhaps it's because he doesn't offer comfort or quick fixes. Instead, he demands something far more radical, that you become utterly, unapologetically yourself. In a world selling conformity as safety and obedience as virtue, his message cuts through the noise. You don't need to become anything. You already are everything you need to be. The question isn't whether you're worthy of freedom, it's whether you're brave enough to claim it. The rebel Osho describes doesn't storm barricades. This rebellion transforms consciousness itself. True rebels reject prophets, scriptures, and traditions because borrowed beliefs pollute direct experience. Every guru you follow creates a filter between you and reality. The rebel removes these filters entirely, believing only in what they've experienced firsthand. Unlike the egoist who stands alone to feel superior, the rebel stands alone to remain unpolluted, free to see clearly. Society plants a nagging sense that you're not enough, the most sophisticated form of control ever devised. By making you feel unworthy, society creates obedient slaves chasing approval. The rebel sees through this. If you were truly unworthy, you wouldn't exist. Self-improvement reveals its absurdity under examination. An angry mind trying to become peaceful is still an angry mind, now angry at its own anger. The effort to change creates deeper division within you. Yet, when you accept your anger, your confusion, your messiness without judgment, intelligence arises on its own. The flower doesn't try to bloom, it simply opens when conditions are right. Every moment offers a choice. Cling to yesterday's familiar corpse or embrace the living unknown of now. The rebel constantly releases the past, dying to each moment as it passes. What has your past given you besides emptiness and frustration? Yet we clutch it desperately because the known, however miserable, feels safer than the unfamiliar. Society trains you to fear the new. From childhood, be cautious really means be cowardly. Traditions are accumulated fears of previous generations. The rebel recognizes that conscience, that inner voice of right and wrong, isn't your authentic self. It's society's programming, installed before you could consent. True consciousness responds freshly to each changing circumstance. It cannot afford consistency because life itself is inconsistent, flowing, dynamic. The rebel doesn't reject morality to become immoral, they transcend it to become responsive, meeting each situation with fresh awareness rather than stale rules. This requires extraordinary courage. The new terrifies us because it threatens comfortable patterns. Growth means leaving everything familiar, stepping into unknown territory with no guarantees. Most people stopped growing long ago, seeking substitutes, bigger bank accounts, impressive titles, social media followers. These substitutes never satisfy the soul's hunger for authentic expansion. When you encounter beauty, a stunning sunset, an enlightened being, a profound truth, enjoy it fully, but never become a follower. All followers are lost. History's greatest lights, Lao Tzu, Socrates, Buddha, were never inspired by anyone else. That's how they protected their originality. The moment you follow someone, you abandon yourself. Anarchy doesn't mean chaos. It means accepting people as independent individuals rather than slaves requiring management. True discipline becomes essential in the absence of external authority. This isn't the discipline imposed by teachers and parents, which is really just obedience. Real discipline integrates and crystallizes you, making higher consciousness possible. When there's no external authority, you become the authority, a tremendous responsibility and freedom. Most people avoid this, preferring to be told what to do, think, and believe. But the rebel accepts full responsibility for their life, knowing that freedom and responsibility are inseparable. Real parenting means giving freedom rather than imposing yourself on your child's space. Most parents try to fulfill their own unfulfilled ambitions through their children, passing on diseases and failed ideas from generation to generation. Your life is yours to live according to your own light, not their unrealized dreams. Your head fills with voices, society's expectations, parents' warnings, teachers' rules, religious commandments. But none come from your inner self. All belong to the mind, that collection of borrowed thoughts. When all voices die into silence, something else emerges. Not a voice, but a silent indication, a gentle pull in a certain direction. This is your authentic self, and it doesn't speak in words. It moves you through silence, like an invisible hand guiding you forward. When mental chatter ceases, you discover you already know what to do. Nature expresses itself in four layers within you. The body has instinct, innate wisdom about hunger, sleep, danger. The mind has intellect, the capacity for thought and analysis. The heart has intuition, knowing without reasoning. Deepest of all is the fourth, your ultimate essence where you meet universal nature. The perfect human being lives all four aspects in harmony. Habits are learned through imitation and can be changed anytime, but nature cannot be changed. It can only be discovered and expressed. Living naturally makes you authentic as a rose. Living through habits makes you plastic and dead. Buddha's final words hold the key. Be a light unto yourself. Notice the distinction. Be, not become. Becoming implies striving. Being is discovering what already exists within you. You don't need to become enlightened because you already are, just as a seed already contains the tree. The seed discovers itself by dying into the soil, dropping its shell to reveal its inner reality. Similarly, you are already a light in seed form. This isn't about learning techniques, it's about self-discovery, going within to see what's already there. We've been raised as extroverts, always looking outward rather than inward for truth. Education, social media, and cultural conditioning create noise that obscures our inner light. Watchfulness becomes the key, observing your thoughts without judgment, like watching traffic pass by. Life is beautiful precisely because it is insecure. If everything were guaranteed, existence would become a prison. Never settle anywhere. To be settled is to die prematurely. Follow your inner nature, even when others consider your path risky. True freedom lies in transcending all systems and finding your authentic expression. In a world mistaking noise for significance, the revel's path seems absurd. Just you sitting in silence, watching thoughts dissolve. Yet this quiet revolution transforms everything. When you discover your inner light, you become a beacon, not through preaching, but through being. Your presence invites others to remember, freedom isn't earned, it's claimed. Worthiness isn't proven, it's inherent. The life you're seeking isn't out there, it's already here, waiting for you to stop running and simply be. The rebellion isn't against society, your parents, or your past. It's the gentle, fierce courage to finally come home to yourself, exactly as you are right now. That's where your revolution begins.